Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 what it do, my? You already know, my. It's the Chad Beats, Miss Jean, no. The little hoe girl, Miss Nicky T and Miss 901. And it's going down. I fuck with my guy, Young Zay. All the way from way back in the day. So fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all haters. Fuck all y'all fake ass bitches. Fuck all y'all.
Say, I ain't playing none of your shit. Fuck you, nigga.
Saying they ain't street enough, but I was on my main shit. They try to turn me down. Saying say you ain't street enough. I put that pistol to his head and told him,
I'm just catch the bruh.
Open house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
my phone, I expect the lights to be on. Even though you're long gone, I guess I'm having flashbacks. That's the way you would call me and say I love you, I miss you. Baby, I need you in the worst way. This is my groundhog day, the same thing to see you. So I keep thinking you're calling, this is bad for my health. Even though I have wealth, I can't go back in time to say before you left me when I could say that you were mine. This pain is crossing the line, the border of insanity. Threw my phone to the floor and followed it with profanity. I was cursing your memory, you told that shit go to me. And there's nothing I can do, even though I'm missing you. I tried to get you out my head, I think I just go to bed. But I thought I heard your ringtone, so I ran back to my phone. But it wasn't even on, yeah, I know I lost it now. This is too much to handle, I gotta go to die. So dear to me, yeah, we had our problems, but now everything's clear to me. It's like I got a second glance, but can I get a second chance? I thought you were ride or die, please give us another try. Staring at my screen, favor wishing that my phone would ring. When I heard your ringtone, I woke up from a daydream. Maybe I was turned like yes, and my voice can't suggest. So I had to dial your number before sorrow pulled me under. All my days are filled with thunder, lightning and black clouds of rain. Baby, you're my rainbow, please come and take away my pain. I'm not able to maintain, I can't eat and I can't sleep. I can tell in the beginning that my love for you was deep. But now we went our separate ways, and baby, I've been up for days. All I think about is you and everything that we've been through. But you can't deny chemistry, your soul is built into me. I will never let you go, I just want you to know.
I hear your ringtone, even when nobody, nobody.
Okay, now see if you can call me.
Hey.
What's happening?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Shit.
Yeah, man.
Another spectacular episode of Manic Monday. You know what I'm saying? Shit. What's going on with you? How was your Mother's Day?
Mother's Day was very good. It was laid back. I took the day and just chilled for me. And it was good. I enjoyed it. I needed it. And that's what happened. So it was cool.
Yeah. You go over there. You like some secret stuff though went on. I ain't never heard you that brief and succinct in your statements about something happening. You have to have activities, you know. You have to do some things that's illegal in Alabama, you know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't do nothing illegal.
I thought the turnout be for real, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it be for real.
Illegal ain't always illegal, you know what I mean? Some places backwards, they still got some stuff on the books that technically, you know what I'm saying, illegal.
That's true. Well, we got the Joker going to be sliding through here sometime before we get off the air. I got his music finally downloaded. He and I were back and forth today trying to get that music, but he's going to be coming through here and blessing the Manic Monday stage with his presence. So we'll be looking forward to hearing from him and seeing what he has up his sleeve. So we'll be looking for him to call in soon. But how was your weekend? What did you do?
Oh, you know me, man. I worked. You know what I'm saying? I worked, man, plotting and planning some things. Started back writing, so, you know, that's a plus. You know what I mean? Mother's Day wasn't quite the same for me, you know what I'm saying? know, Miles passed away, rest her soul. You know, so you know it's time for reflection. But you know, hey man, as always, I'm trying to get money. You know, whether I'm talking about economically or physically. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to stay working out, trying to be healthy and all of that.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm quite sure you weren't alone in that. A lot of people have lost mothers, and it's really hard because even some lost it right around this time. So, you know, I always empathize. I can't say that I know how you feel, but I do empathize. And just some holidays aren't as good, you know, for some as others. So.
Just a little more difficult, you know, when you, as long as you got one parent, you know what I'm saying, things seem a little better, but when the second one go, you know, the loss of the first one is always felt all the more, but, you know, I mean, they're in a better place, man, so, you know, we keep on moving.
Yeah, well, that's what's important.
Yeah,
man. Okay, we're going to get into some music right now, you guys, and we're going to come back here and chit-chat a little bit more. And I'm going to play some of this La La Land, and we'll come back and talk a little more. You guys hang on tight.
Everybody wanna be on top like Madonna. Wanna be material girls with the blocker. Ha ha, gotcha. It ain't what it seems. On your flat screen ain't really how it be. Perception got you thinking that it's just one thing. Cause what you think you seeing ain't really what it be. Well, I be well. Every day 420 cause it's me, Gale. Green medication, first sale, details. Plants growing in their yard like B-Rail. L. They want that lifestyle. And how it be, rich and famous, Robin Leach. The blood don't care if you're crypto, but the smog in the air might kill ya. Got their name on the street, nah. Your city can't compete with us at all. Maybe NY, Atlanta,
nah.
They really can't stand us. Home of the red and blue bandanas. 405, traffic bananas. LA Live, man, this Los Angeles. Watch for the makeshift and ignorant robots. Kicks with their facelift and silicone Botox. Yes, they living in a box. Got the super mall with them IDI. Got the 6-4, no rider with the drop. No car top, cause it's about 98 degrees and sink hot.
Yeah.
now where everything is lavish and people up in bills act like plastic. Think they run a city when it's the Hispanics. No hablo English, only speak Spanish. We rep for the West though, from Diego to Pico to Frisco to Dino. They claim we the best coach, so raise the glass and toast for the best coach.
Unsolved murder, so heard of, it's money buzzing. So when it calls lives, it's nothing. Rapists escaping, Jake's be faking. Fuck y'all, watch myself stay vacant. All pity from my own money. Yeah, it's all about the money. Wanna take us all someday. We ain't even close to running. It's the neon light. With a newborn, asking what cell division. It's the neon light. Murder unsolved, scorn mother overload station with them calls. It's the neon light. Missing body found by civilians. Wonder who's the real villain. It's the neon light. Neon light. Neon light.
Yo. Clean as a whistle, not an issue at all. And get popped for a quota feeling something is wrong. They raising funds for the state, but you won't ever see it. Caught slipping and you late. Money game and they cheating. Drop a case on you, head home feeling safer. No minority neighbors, sitting on a mule and 40 acres. Times haven't changed much. Badges and suits lasted themselves as you explain to the judge. Streets is cold, even in the summertime. Friend of mine said it and we all going through it more than sometimes. Paranoid when you see them in your rear view. Certain time of night plus the area that you happen to steer through. Light them up, find something, write them up. Guilty till proven innocent if you riding with us. The numbers say they can stereotype. Odds are I'm the typical, sitting above a pistol with a brick of medicinal. Cleverly hidden, call for backup. I'm known to act up, nothing but foul intentions. In my position, middle finger as I ride dirty south plates on the interstate, ducking Jake's in the neon lights.
The neon light, wanna break you to the truth, shit, it be alright. The neon light, got him twisted, mother with a newborn, asking what cell division. The neon light, murder unsolved, going mother overload station with some calls. The neon light, missing body found by civilians, wonder who's the real
one.
The neon
put a case
light,
in, get the case, spot shit, get him. Here we go again, light flashing, pull to the side and turn off my shit. Throw the keys in the passenger, contemplating shit. And at all times I'm fucking parked next to my crib. Kids looking out the window yelling, cops and got shit. And we started off as one car, quickly turned to three. To give begun to bullies and wonder what you'll see. I'll tell you, overpowered pussies, dirty gardeners, love to plan stuff just to watch the case grow. Further same from justice when you got the darkest skin tone. Beat you to your skin on, try to break your pride, get a ride to see you tremble. So they tell me walk the line. Bitch, I'm Johnny Cash, I've done this shit a million times. They look surprised, ask me where I'm going, quarter right in front of me. Already there, homie. That's when it hit him, I hear him just yelling, get him. Push me to the side and say, let's introduce him to the system. And evidence irrelevant, when they got the badge, fabricate to help the case, and then they look at you and laugh. Cause to them it's a joke, and if you working, they make sure that in the end, your ass is broke. Lawyers, cops, judges, they all in the same boat, fishing for the next one they can break over.
All right, you guys, we are back for more Manic Monday. I'm your host, Susie.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here with guys. Hey, Roo.
Hey, Roo. My co-host.
All right, we are waiting around for Joker to get into the studio, and we have a caller on the line. I don't know if it's him or not, but I'm going to pull him in here. 9620 is the last four digits of your number. Who do we have on the line with us? It's spinning. Hello.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
Hey, what's happening? Who do we have?
Not much. This 954, Top Shotter, 954, of course.
Hey, Shotter, how you doing?
I'm good. Just let you know I'm tuned in, vibed out with you this evening.
That's what's happening. I appreciate it. So how's the weather down in Florida?
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts and a white beater.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. It's always sunny in Florida.
Yeah, well, it's hot in Alabama, too, but it's rainy and cloudy and thundering, and, you know, it's tripping around here.
Y'all can have that.
Yeah.
My good old sun, give me my good old sunshine in the daytime. It might be hot, but as long as you got an AC, you all right. And
that's what's up. So do you have any shout-out you want to give while I got you on the line?
You know, you don't want to shout out, I'm shouting out, too.
That's what's happening. I appreciate it, too. I need to
all
get
right,
down to Florida and get me some sun.
That's what you need. Ben told you that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get down that way, too, sometime this summer. I don't want to let the summer go by this year and me not get down there. Anywho, I appreciate you calling in and checking in with us on Pretty Bird Central, and make sure you tell people about us. Get us some artists over here.
Y'all already know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Yep. All right, you guys. We are waiting for our guest walkthrough, Joker. He's going to be coming to visit. We got a little bit about him and his music. And we are waiting to hear from him. And if you're on the line, press the one and let us know that you're on the line and come into the studio and talk to us. And right now, if you don't mind, hey, Roo, I would like to play one of my favorite songs, Just Chill, by Lil Flock. And we'll be back. We'll probably have a guest of the hour with us, Joker. You guys, hang on tight. We'll be back for more Manic Monday.
The Fly. How much that I love you, and I know you love me
I'ma drop all them groupies for you, and that's cool. I know we make each other mad sometimes. We gon' let that get in between each other. We gon' keep on ride for each other. Yeah. Hey baby, that's chill. They feel it between each other. It's real, it's real. I'm going by the world just to give it to you. I'm gon' ride for you. I die for you. I kill you. I swear I still for you. And if you stay here long enough, we'll have some children too. Hey, just chill. Hey, baby, just chill. Yeah. Fly. I told you I'm gonna do you right. We're gonna last forever, no fight. And you can come around with me. You can buy whatever you see.
Name of hey. Key Money.
Hey.
954 representer.
Hey.
GMC
hey.
The click.
Hey.
But
hey.
Nah. Let me tell you about my city where them little niggas all out here be choking chop. Big money in my mind, I'ma ride till I get it, so you motherfuckers know that I'm out chill. Y'all niggas don't want it with us. Broad kind of bitch, I'm throwing it up. I represent Southside, so you motherfuckers already know that I'm on that shit. And I whip that lit three niggas with about two motherfucking Glock 9s on me. Full of niggas so strapped up like they just came out the fucking army. Y'all niggas need to get like me. Fresh ones with an all black team. I represent Broad County to the fullest of the day that I'm on fucking
deep. Welcome to Broad County, where niggas getting money. Second tips all day, right? Please smoke a green, that's just the way we do it. Hustle hard so we get that break. Tell a broke nigga, check that cake. And if you work where you from, let me see you. Throw your hood up.
Where you know that we get shit cold. They'll feel a lot of them popping no. With them real niggas already shut shit down. Cash said it was handin' with y'all. Deep side where my niggas go off. 10th Street, Margate, Court, Springs, every freak where them niggas really do get off. Hollywood when the more toss a hard pop beans and them niggas really sat that cat. Sunrise when them niggas pack heat and the motherfuckers really down the black. Tell my rest, I'ma show some love. Hollin' there where they really got love. Broad County's what I rap to the bullet, so you motherfuckers don't really know what.
Check that cake. And if you work where you from, let me see you. Throw your hood up.
dope, nigga, check that case. And if you work for you, girl, let me see you. Throw your hood up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my boy T Money. Y'all over on Twitter at KIEMoney954. That makes sure y'all go and check him out. Welcome to Broward County. For everybody in Broward County, we shout you out tonight over here on Manic Monday. And hey Rue, I do believe that our guest has arrived. So we're gonna go ahead and pull Joker in here with us and let him chit chat. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. Glad to have you here. Welcome to the show. You know me, Tweety B, and I'm gonna let my co-host introduce himself to you.
Yeah, I'm the God. Hey, Ruth.
Okay, what's up?
All right.
Okay, so for the people who aren't familiar with you, I want you to tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, this is Joker, a.k.a. JKR, a.k.a. DJ Money. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. You know, do a little bit of rapping, DJing, producing, engineering. Pretty much sums it up, music.
That's what's up. Well, we're glad to have you over here with us on Manic Monday. And doing a walkthrough. So tell us a little bit about how you got started and the music and what inspired you to do so.
I got started at a real young age. Like, this is a neighborhood I grew up in. Like, my uncle was a producer and he had a rap group he ran with or whatever. And then I just kind of grew up around it at a real early age, you know, 5, 6, probably younger than that. And, you know, I just kind of picked up on it, you know, just kind of played around with it. And after a while, I kind of got noticed. And then I kind of noticed that they was getting noticed by, you know, radio stations and stuff. And, you know, that's how I just, you know, kind of caught on to the whole business side of it.
Okay. Now, you say how long you say you've been doing it for?
I've been doing it since about 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
And it's been about almost, I'd say about 25, 26, 27 years, somewhere around there. Yep.
Okay, so you've been doing it for quite some time now, and I always like to ask artists when they come on if they've been doing it for at least 10 years or more, some type of advice you would give to an artist that may be trying to take the same path as you, as far as warning signs of things to do and not, as far as trying to get into the business of the industry.
You said the industry?
Yeah, like some of your ventures. Like, I like this.
Okay, some of my experiences?
Yeah, like, no, one thing you could tell artists to do. Be some long turn that you younger or coming up into the music, like, do you have any warnings that you may want to give to an artist that is trying to pursue this type of career?
The only warnings I could give you is you just got to make sure that you get your money right on time when you're supposed to get it, and don't let it just sit there, and don't go and collect it thinking it's just going to be there. Make sure you go and get it. That's the one that I could give you.
That's right.
Don't just sit there and collect dust. Somebody will get fired and forget about it or something. So it won't just sit there and collect dust. So you better go and get it. That's all the advice for you.
Okay. All right, hey, Rue, I know you waiting to jump in here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my question is always this. When a person has been in, like, the industry, like, for a while, you know, what is your motivation to stay into it? You know what I'm saying? What's your motivation to keep pushing forward as far as the rap game is concerned?
My motivation basically is just, you know, just kind of moving up, you know, a step. It's like a ladder, you know what I'm saying? Starting from, say, for instance, you start out in the middle of the country, and then you move from West Coast to East Coast to South to Midwest. You know, it's kind of like a ladder, just moving around, and then you go out the country. It's such a big world, you know what I'm saying? So it's like going up a ladder, you know what I'm saying? And you just have to keep on pushing to try to make it all the way around to where you worldwide.
Okay. So, you know, you say you've been 25 years strong. I mean, would you say that you've had a successful career?
Yeah, I would say I had a successful career.
I always ask the question, like, because a lot of people, you know, they don't have a lot of money or they don't have a lot of material things, what have you. So how would you go about, like, that's why I asked the question about success. How would you define success?
If you have run a business more, see, I run my own record label. If you run a business more than 5 years and it's still running, that's considered a success. Even 2 years, that's considered a success, but the maximum is 5 years. If you're running a business, which I run a record label, if you're running them for more than 5 years, it's considered a success.
All righty.
Okay.
Yeah. What I did want to ask you, too, since you've been doing it for so long, and I noticed that, I know you probably noticed a change or a shift in the music that's coming from, like, the hip-hop artists now. So how are you adjusting to that, or are you just, you know, basically staying on your mode?
I can adjust to, like, some things, like just the things that's in my surroundings, like in my environment. I can adjust to different things that come in and go, you know, because I'm going to automatically pick up on it. You know, just like they're going to pick up on my background and how I'm going to pick up on their background. So I can adjust to it because I see it almost every day that's in my environment. So it's not that hard for me to adjust to it because I'm still young. And, you know, the hip-hop generation is still young, mostly younger people, you know, got some older veterans or whatever. But I started at a real early age, so I'm still young, but I've just been doing it for a long time. So I can easily adjust to it.
Okay, that's what's up. Because I know sometimes artists find it hard to adjust, you know, to what's new. Like, some artists are not just, you know, they can't go around the whole board. They have one certain style, and that's the style that they don't want, and it's nothing else. you know, it just don't work out all the time. That's all I was asking. All right, so... You're working on. You got any shows coming up? What's going on
here? Do I have any shows coming up?
Yeah, you have anything new going on? You got
mixtapes
coming out?
So I got a show coming up at Californos here in Kansas City on Westport next Monday, and I got Our Standard Producer Showcase coming up in August. And I got my new album, The Whitey Steel Story. The single is out right now on CD Baby, but the whole album is going to be out after the single. What else? I'm working on a mixtape right now that I'm hosting, and I'm going to be the DJ on the mixtape, and it's going to be coming pretty soon. My DJ name is DJ Money, so... it's going to be coming pretty soon. And, you know, that pretty much sums it up for right now for this year.
I noticed you said that you had shows coming up, but you didn't tell us what cities you were going to be in. Do you have an idea of where you're going to be stopping through?
Oh, the city is Californos. It's Kansas City, Missouri, on Westport area, Californos. It's a club called Californos. And the Our Standard is going to be at the Voodoo Lounge, Kansas City Casino.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, well, everybody that's in those areas is listening, make sure you get out here and check out the show if you're going to be there and it's going to be a show for you guys. We do have a couple on the line. I'm going to see if they have questions for you. From Instagram, 2508, this last 40 minutes we have.
What's good? What's good? It's Leesky.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up? Hey, Rue, what's up, Tweety B? How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, man, you know we here, man.
I was just calling in, you know what I'm saying? I know it's been a while. I've been grinding, man. Just had to touch back with the team. Just holler at y'all. What's up, Joker? I heard you talking, man. Just want to show you some respect, man. Hey, a fellow artist, just salute you. Keep grinding, man.
Okay, what's up, man? Keep grinding too, man.
Yeah, man, so what's going on new with Leesky? You got
anything new
coming
out? Oh, yeah, I'm just working on a new video I'm going to drop that I'm going to shoot in about 2 weeks when I come back to Alabama. I'm shooting a video to drop. We're going to get my homeboy Loso going to shoot it. Working on the mixtape, No Drought 2. DJ Explicit going to host it up under my new label, AMG, Alabama Music Group. Just trying to get everything, all the ducks in a row, just trying to be my own boss and handle it like bosses do. You know what I'm saying? Like my man on Joker doing, you know, boss got to make his own move. You can't wait on somebody. You got to go ahead and put yourself on.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you be waiting on those folks, you ain't going to never get there.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I was going to hit you up, Twitter, because you know I I'm gonna need somebody for the video, so you already know I'm gonna have to holler at you, see what you got planned.
You know I'm on call. You ain't gotta say that.
we're gonna try to make this major, man. We ain't gonna stop. We're going full speed with this one, so we're gonna try to shoot it in Auburn, like on the 29th is probably gonna be our shoot date, and we're gonna try to do it real big with this one. And get this mixtape, like, you know, get it really popping off.
Okay. That's what's up. You know, we wait. You already know what it is. And I appreciate you for calling in. I wanted to go ahead and tell everybody how they can follow you on Twitter. And maybe they can connect with you there if any artists would be interested in what happened with Seattle. We always talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
give me your information.
Oh, yeah, you can follow me at Leesky5000. I'm on everything. Twitter, Leesky5000. On Facebook, Leesky Seattle. MySpace, all of that. Bandcamp, Leesky Seattle. So you just Google me, everything going to pop up. YouTube, Leesky5000. We're just trying to go everywhere, trying to be all over the world with it where you can't miss us. You know, it's still DT dollar sign to the end, so y'all can look us up too. DTS, we still rep.
All right. Y'all make sure y'all do that. Thank you so much, Leesky, for calling in, and make sure we get notifications of what's going on with you so we can keep the people updated because they're following.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been getting a lot of support, a lot of love from that Jock and Trey. I really appreciate y'all spending it. It's been getting major plays on SoundCloud and Bandcamp and all my other sites, so I really appreciate y'all help putting this on, and that's why we had to shoot a video for it, because everybody like, man, you got to get a visual to it, so we're going to get it to them.
That's what's up. Thanks, Lisa. You will be hollering at you soon, okay?
Oh, no problem. Y'all be easy.
All right, Joker. Now, these people are waiting on some music from you. And I'm going to over here and play us some music. I to tell everybody that I have to keep up with the concept.
You said, what's the concept?
Yes.
The whole concept, you know, it's just taking you back to the days of when it was all about the beat. Like, another thing I want y'all to do, just go to iStandard and sign up. You know, it's a beat battle. And you're going to see the different type of where I'm coming from with this when you hear this song.
Okay. Awesome. I want to tell everybody, too, please forgive me for the bad connection on my phone. We are experiencing some weather down here. And when it's like that, our towers are not the best. So please forgive us for that. I hope you can hear me fairly well. And we're going to get into this Joker music right now, Players in the Hood. You guys think I'm tight for more Manic Monday?
Yeah. Players in the hood. Niggas know it's all fucking good. Hit you with the wood, nigga, wish you should. Niggas can't fake that homeboy Jay. Coming from the K, better press on delay while I press on play. Bitch ass niggas, don't even come my way, cause I'm all about my pay, my product, my conduct. Players up, nigga, what, with my gator stuff, cause we players in the hood, Marvin Gators, niggas can't fade us, cause they some haters, nigga, you a betrayer, bitch, nigga, hit you with the fucking alligator, chop him up with the sharp tooth, hit him in the booth, nigga, let loose, wish nigga wanna get with the juice. Cause we true to the game, niggas best to recognize in my motherfucking name. It's that boy JT coming from the block. Bitch ass nigga, hit you with the Glock. Non-stop, nigga, TikTok. Which one of niggas wanna step to my block and serve the rocks? Nigga, I think not. Cause I'm way too real for you fake niggas. Pulling triggers on you bitch nigga, cause I'm bigger. Now you wanna step to the homeboy J? Nigga, I hit you with the AAAK, nigga, cause it's that player from the block. Bitch ass niggas just back up off our stock, cause I stock up the motherfucking shelf. Bitch ass nigga, I'll put you on the fucking shelf when there's nothing left. Nigga, hit you with a left right two punch with a motherfucking drunk style. Bitch ass nigga, paper it up, pay style. Nigga, how you gonna get with us? Cause we drunk tight through to the motherfucking game. Hit the watch in the blocks, nigga. Now you know my name, speakers pumping. Now you know we dumping. Bitch ass nigga, I get the fucking thumping. Nigga, you don't want none. When I get my girl, I pull out a rump and nigga pull on her swirl. Yeah, nigga, that hair, pull it out. No doubt, I'm all about my clout, staying on my paper route. Nigga shout, nigga hoot, nigga wanna step to me, nigga hit you with the gator boot. Kick you out the door, pack your bag, bitch ass nigga, hit you with the motherfucking mag. Nigga, cause I'm way too real, smoking on my drag. Nigga, you can't fight me, nigga, cause I'm ag. Nigga wanna step to this, nigga, you lag. Bitch ass nigga, back the fuck up, nigga, with them with the big bucks. Niggas can't even fight me, nigga, your style sucks. Nigga, you can't fuck with me, cause I'm serving clucks. Nigga, what, nigga, wanna step to us, cause we players, P-L-A-Y-A. Nigga, fucking with the young G, coming from the K, K-A-Y, nigga, K-E-E. Nigga, now you know we serving them K-E-E's, nigga, K-E-E's. Nigga, making them G's, nigga, fucking with the young boy, nigga, serving keys. Call it KC Keys in the block. Ballin' like a motherfucker, nigga, non-stop. Non-stop, nigga, make your motherfuckers drop to the motherfucking flow, cause your style flops. Fuck your hoe, fuck your block. Fuck you, nigga, get off my fucking jock.
All right, you guys, that was Joker, Players in the Hood.
What do
you think,
Harry?
Yeah. Yeah, you went in on them. Yeah, that's
that
hot. Yeah, you went in on them. Yes, you did. Okay,
yeah.
Hey, this is what I wanted to, I always like to ask if you could, well, me or myself or the guy, hey, Roo, either one, if you could have a chance to, like, do a collaboration with someone in the industry, past or present, who would that be and why?
I've been working a lot with, I noticed a lot of YMCMB, you know, coming my direction, like a lot of opportunities with YMCMB. So it could be anybody in the YMCMB camp, I mean, other than mixtapes, because I've been, like, on mixtapes, a couple mixtapes with them, but as far as just like a just straight up collabo, like a double mix or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be any of the YMCMB members, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, tell us a little bit about the mixtapes you're on, because you didn't really touch on them a whole lot. Tell us a little bit about how you got the chance or opportunity to be on those.
How I got to be on the mixtapes?
Yes.
The YMCMB mixtapes. I got asked to be on the YMCMB mixtape by Sonny. And then I got asked to be on another YMCMB mixtape by True G Productions. And I did both of those, and I wound up being on the mixtape that was on tour. So, you know, I saw an opportunity, and I just hurried up, and, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this mixtape. You know, it's mixtapes is, you know, I like doing mixtapes anyway. So, you know, it was right in my lane. So I went ahead and did it, you know. So.
That's what's up. Okay, hey, Rudy, do you have anything else you want to ask?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask the question. I mean, it's like a lot of people, I hear a lot of people say that, you know, they had their own record label or what have you. I would like to know what does that, like, basically consist of, like, you know.
Well, how I started my record label, I actually bought my record label. I bought the whole label. I bought, like, a whole package, like, contracts, you know, distribution. I mean, I actually bought the record label, like, buying a store. Like, when you get a business loan and you have to buy your store and you have to buy all your product inside the store.
Yeah.
That's what it was like when I bought my record label.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't start a record label, you purchased a record label from somebody else.
Right, I actually purchased a record label, and I actually paid for all my material. It's all independent.
That's
all independent dollars.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Like, who are some of the artists, like, on your label?
Some of the artists on my label is, like, Crazy Legs, QB, who else we got? We got Ibera. We got a couple of other people that's on the label, Stardust, and yeah, we expanding, you know. But you know, if anybody want to submit any music, I do listen to all the music. So you can send the music to DiamondJ51@yahoo.com and just put in the box record label submission. I listen to all the music. I mean, I listen to music, you know, so, you know, I'm going to listen to it, you know. So you do have a chance. I'm not just going to let it just sit there. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the people that don't know, what does it mean when you say you bought the distribution?
It was like a whole package. It came with distribution. It came with contracts from lawyers. It came with management. It came with, it was a one album deal that started it off. As far as the distribution was through a distribution company, Sony.
Yeah, okay.
And the album is out right now in stores. You can check it out. It's Mr. Untouchable by Joker, M-I-S-T-E-R, Mr. Untouchable. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all that. You can check it out. That was my first album on my label.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I just want to say thank you for coming by and hanging out with us tonight, and make sure this won't be your last time that you come through on Manic Monday, and tell a friend about us so that people can continue to know that we are trying to help independent artists get heard. And that's our focus over here on Sweetie Bird Central, and we want to say thank you for coming to hang out with us, and it's been a pleasure to have you here. And before you leave, I want you to give everybody your Twitter information, any links to your mixtapes or anything, any information that you want people to know about you. Now is your time to do so.
Okay. You can send all your MP3s, or if you need any studio work or any graphics, to Joker Patchwork, W-E-R-K, at AOL.com. I got a Twitter that's Joker Trump, J-O-K-E-R-T-R-U-M-P all in one word. My Reverb Nation is Joker, J-K-R. That's J-O-K-E-R-J-K-R. And my website is Joker, A-T-L, S-N-S-N, DJs.com. And that's how you can get in touch with me. So.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we thank you so much for coming to hang out with us. And like I said, make sure this is not your last time. When you have new music or you got something new coming up, you just want to get out there, let us know, and we'll kick back off.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you guys. We are going to get into some of this Leesky Seattle. We're going to play Jockin'. And then we're going to come back and have some more Men's Money. You guys hang on tight.
Let's get it. I mean, I can't explain it, man.
That's why them hoes jock.
I'ma explain to y'all.
That's why them hoes
jock.
Why
they on the nigga? Chill.
I get guap bottle spot.
I get it.
That's why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy wash.
Got it.
That's why them hoes jock. Only dime, let the slot.
I do it.
That's why them hoes jock.
They jockin' on my swag, guess it cause it's at 100. They jockin' on my hustle, guess it cause I got some money. They jockin' on my bitch, guess it cause she speak no English. They jockin' on her fit designer, shit straight out of Neiman's. They jockin' on my watch, that Breitling got me counting seconds. They jockin' on my shades, D&G show her reflection. They jockin' on my kicks, Creator Rex in every color. They jockin' on the whip, Corvette in like a motherfucker. They jockin' on the telly, never bring them bitches home. They jock on my aroma, Dolce with a hint of strong. They jockin' on the Prada, guess they see the traffic jumping. They don't jock on you, I guess it cause they know you not.
I get guap bottle pop, that's why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy wash, that's why them hoes jock. Only dime, nothing slop, that's why them hoes job, ballin' hard, no rock. They why them hoes jock. They why them hoes jock. They why them hoes jock. I get guap bottle pop. They why them hoes jock. Only dime, nothing slop. They why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock. They why them hoes jock.
They jockin' on my lingo, guess they love my country grammar. They jockin' on my state, I represent, go Alabama. They jockin' on my plug, nobody got a better number. They jockin' on my driver, 50 carries, never fumble. They jockin' on my cut, a nigga lookin' so distinguished. They jockin' on my girls, girl, she thick and dark like Venus. They jockin' on my Twitter, I get mention after mention. They jockin' on my cash, I just buy them niggas renting. They jockin' on the squad, got them saying dollar sign. They jockin' on my place on ESPN bottom line. They jockin' on the grind, guess it cause I handle business. They jockin' on the life, I don't talk, I go and live it.
I get guap bottle pop, that's why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy wash, that's why them hoes jock. Only dime, nothing slop, that's why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock, that's why them hoes. That's why them hoes jock. That's why them hoes jock. I get guap bottle pop, that's why them hoes jock. Only dime, nothing slop, that's why them hoes jock. Ballin' hard, no rock. They why them hoes jock.
right, all right, all right. We back. Hey, Rue, you back?
Yeah.
All right, so.
I'm always.
Tell me what you got going on this piece of content on Thursday.
Oh, man, you know, I got a the real chaos coming over there, you know what I'm saying, and I might have another guest sliding through, you know what I'm saying. You know, I'll be last minute with my guests sometime. You know, people be working. I'll be dealing with a couple of cats that's in the industry, and at the same time, like, they trying to get their rap game on, but they have a realistic mindset. I mean, so they have jobs, and sometimes, you know, the boss be like, hey, I need you to come in. You can't shake off the reality chasing the dream. So, you know, it's like that sometimes. But I got a guess definitely, like I said, you know, sliding through and a few other things. I got a couple of things planned. You know, I always got something on my mind. I'm be discussing a couple of topics I'm going to rant on or something. You know, a few things on my mind. Speaking of, I was checking out something online, and it's strange. I mean, they asked women a couple of questions. One of the questions was, would you sleep with a man whose number was 50 or more? And a lot of women said no. But the follow-up question to that, what really had me cracking up, would you sleep with a man whose number is under 5? And the same percentage of women said no. So it's like you got to be getting it in. You got to get it in with between, you know what I'm saying, like 5 and 50 women, you know what I'm saying, no more, no less, in order to stand a chance of, like, getting some good stuff.
It sounded pretty rough.
Yeah, it was like crazy to me, man. Sometimes the statistics, I think the statistics be slanted to the type of people you ask or how many people you ask when you say percentages. Because if they ask me and you, if we think Manic Monday is the shiznit and if Tweety B Central is the next big thing, 100% of the people are going to say hell to the motherfucking year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how it goes. You know, statistics can be manipulated.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, man. I know I got some plans to turn things up this Friday, though, on Grown Folks Business. To see if I can't make y'all cheeks burn.
Whatever, we scared.
Yeah, y'all better be scared. Be afraid. We are not afraid.
We stand firm.
Yeah.
DM and I.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to dig into my old question bag.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I had fun on this last Grown Folks Business that we did. It was pretty cool. And we had callers, you know, that come in and talk to us a little bit, so that was cool. So, I was happy.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed it as well. You know, got into a couple of questions, a little bit of BS here and there. I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna get me a bullshit horn, and I'm going to start blowing on some people sometime though, throughout the show. Man. You know, this ain't no movie set. You can't be ad-libbing. Make it
right.
Up as you go. It's not a scripted show per se, but you know, we don't try to keep our feet, man, in the waters of reality.
Yeah, man.
So that, man, you know what I'm saying? We can maintain our credibility, man. You know, we don't want people on the line saying bullshit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I mean, you know, I'm gonna crank my little freak nature back up, man, on y'all. I've been trying to be modest, you know what I'm saying, trying to be a little in keeping with my current state of things right now, you know. I'm not exactly celibate, but you know, I'm going to tone down my sexual exploits, man, keep them to a bare minimum.
What do you mean? It's supposed to be explicit content.
No, I'm talking about, I ain't talking about my explicit content. It's going to be filled, as always, with the sucking and the fucking, you know, the ass spanking, the choking, hair pulling, tying up and gagging and shit. You know, it's going to always get active over here.
I ain't been hearing too much of that on explicit content.
I mean, it's been a lot of things in the news lately, so, you know, I've been dealing with those things, man, some relevant issues, you know. Then I've been a little frustrated, man, you know, the level of professionalism, man, in the rap game, as they call it, a music game, is like, it's starting to be real suspect.
Okay, Elab.
You know, people say they want it, man, but when you offer it to them, they don't come get it. You know, it's like you show up at my door telling me you're hungry and you want to eat, and I fix you a plate. And you go to the bathroom and don't come back. You know what I'm saying? It's like they don't want it like they say they do. I think it's a rash of people out there nowadays. It's become like a cliche. Like, what you do, homie? You know, I rap. Like, okay, you know, but I mean, you ain't never in the studio, you know, you got that computer at your house that, you know, you record stuff on. That's why I like dealing with individuals who, like, when you talk to them, they tell you, well, I'm going to be there, man, but I got to hit you later because I'm at work. So when you spending your work money
right
on your product, you have a right to demand more. It's like, I don't want to hear the toilet flush in the background. You know what I'm saying? Can I, like, not hear the police sirens up and down the street? Can you mix and master my stuff a little better? Or I'm not satisfied with that and bring it back. But when you in your bedroom playing around on your computer with the new little tools you done downloaded and stuff, you know, then you can play around. You can copy that little mixtape and sit out there in your car or your mama car with your little CD player or your phone and your Bluetooth speaker. Sit there and play your stuff and bob your head when somebody says, who is that? Oh, you know, that's my new joint. But when you're working and you're paying for that studio time, you're a lot more serious about it. And that's what I've been finding lately. Like, you know, it's like,
if
you can look at a
not just
like,
the studio,
how
like, even when it comes to the interviews and stuff that we do, like when people pay for an interview, they respect it more. They come on time. They make sure that you have all of their information, links, Twitter.
That's how they be showing up over there, man. The cats come through, man, paying for their interview. They show up. But then at the same time, it's a lot of people that like pretending like I'm doing something. I mean, you posting Jordans that's not yours on your Facebook page, you know, and you post these watches that's not yours. Or they post what I like to call a fantasy collage. You know, everybody posting the new Rolex, talking about, I like that, I got to cop that joint. Everybody posting the new Lamborghini, I like that, I got to cop me one of those. It's like, man, you sitting on the bus stop posting this stuff. So it's like, man, get out of reality. Get out of your fantasies and get into reality. And I think when you have your feet planted firmly in reality but chasing your dream, you get better traction.
Yeah. How do I sound? Do I sound okay? Am I still breaking up really bad or what?
No, you sound great now. You sound fantastic.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saluting you whether you know it or not.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, this is the thing. I wanted to take just a second to talk to our Manic Monday family as far as our artists are concerned. I want you guys to really take your craft seriously. You approach myself, the God Heyrule, or Country Boy D Ham about music being submitted over here, because it's important as an artist that you present yourself. And when you come to us, you are selling yourself to us, and it's like you go to the car lot and you see a used car versus a new car, it's like you want the best deal. You know what I'm saying? But you want to have a reliable, dependable car. So it's like you're going to go with the best thing. And when it comes to submitting music, you need to make sure that you are on top of your game. And what I mean by that is you need to have your songs labeled. They don't need to say track one, track two, track three, you know, all this old crazy mess that don't have nothing to do with the song title. You need to have the song title there with the artist. If that's you, put your name in there, rename the file, and put your name in there, that song. If you have a feature on there, you put that information on there as well. And make sure you add links to your submission, where your videos are located, where your music is located, where can people download it, how can they find you? How can they know about you? All of that information you need to have in your submission as well as your bio. Tell us about you. We don't personally know you, so it's important that you give us as much information about you and your music in that bio so we can have proper questions to ask you, because it's hard to pull questions out of the air with an artist that you don't know. And if you don't have anything to go on and you got to do a whole lot of researching, you know, it becomes very irritating and aggravating for a DJ or a host or what have you to do that work for you, because it should be easy for us because we're helping you already. So I just wanted to say to the artist, and I know the guy Heru will agree with me on that because we discussed it several times about some of the sloppiness of the submission. So you guys just really tighten up on your game, because this is about you. It's not about us. I mean, you know,
this is about you.
Yeah.
And you never know who's listening. This is internet radio. You know, record label producers and all kind of different people may be just searching the web at night, going back to listen. And submit your stuff in MP3 form, man. I'm not going over to YouTube to convert your video to play your song on this show. I'm not going to SoundCloud. I'm not going to download an app to get your stuff from that PIF. You know, I'm not going to go over to Reverb to get your stuff. I'm not chasing no link. You submitting your stuff to me. You want me to play your music. And come on here with your who you are and what you're about in order. Jot down some talking points for yourself. Jot down some things that you want to say. Have written down the shows that you got coming up, the dates, the places. You know, if you are part of a camp, you know, shout out your camp members. Don't come on here like raggedy forgetting about your folks. Person that's featured on the track might got the hottest verse on there. You know, and somebody may want to fuck with them if they don't want to fuck with you, and that's money for your camp. So have your stuff together. Come on here and sound believable.
Yes.
You know, don't say I'm doing major things, but you fumbling and mumbling throughout your interview. You know, don't. I shouldn't have to ask you if you got any tours coming up. You should be able to say I'm gonna be in Alabama, and I'm sliding over to Georgia, and I'm gonna be in Tennessee and Mississippi. You know, I'm doing the Bible Belt tour, man. I'm just rapping instead of doing jazz. You know, or the blues or something. Be able to, you know, be able to express yourself. Come on here prepared. Have your shit together. You know,
because
if I'm doing it dry, if the interview is dry, it's going to sound dry. I can't laugh and joke and make you sound interesting. You know, like I said, you selling you. You know, Tweety B just used a metaphor, and it's like it's perfect. If I go to a lot and I see a used car shined up and a brand new car and it's dusty and dirty, I'm going to spend more time looking at that used car because it looks like it's been well taken care of. You know, that new car over there, dusty and dirty, it may be in misuse. It may got some stuff that rotted on it or something. You know,
right.
Come through here, man, selling you. Be who you are, man. Represent yourself. You know, we shouldn't have to say who are you. You know, tell the people who you are, what you do. You should have that in mind. You should be able to say that. You should be able to say, you know, I rap.
Right.
I rap. You know, I'm a gangster rapper. I'm a
this type of rapper, I'm that type of rapper. Be able to say who you are, describe yourself, be able to express you, because if you can't tell me who you are, I ain't going to figure it out, not in a 15-minute interview. I can just get a bit of who you are. Your questions have to be like, your responses have to be succinct, to the point, be expressive. So learn to use your words, because it's like, this is just internet radio. If your stuff blow tomorrow, you're going to have these same questions asked on BET. So you got to take everything serious. It's like at school, every test, take it serious, because it prepare you for the big tests in life. It's not our place to be over here like educating people on how to do an interview.
Yeah, well, they need to know. They need to know because, like you said, when they go to the bigger people, and it's really not even so much about Tweetiverse Central or whatever. I'm just a more of a business person. I like things done in order. I'm a Virgo. I like things done in order, and if my name is on it, I want it correct and right. Like even with some of the blog talk issues, I got to learn how to go in and edit, you know, a lot of the shows, a lot of the spacing, the air, the phone drop-offs, you know, that are things that happen that are not your fault. But, you know, I like a clean show. So, you know, it's just all about the person, I guess. But I just wanted the artist to know when you submit music over here, this is the format that I like to see. And this is what will help us help you better. So
yeah.
That's the whole thing.
And have it submitted on time, man, because, you know, Tweety B like to choke before the show. And kick back. You got to do, man. I like to, you know what I'm saying, be able to stretch and relax. I might want to do some yoga or some Tai Chi or something before the show. I don't want to be trying to forward and submit or uploading your music into the studio at the last minute. So, because if it ain't here before showtime, it might not get played. So we'll do an interview, let you do a little karaoke or one of your songs, a little freestyle or something, if that's what you got, but that's what you got.
Yeah, man. No. We got D on the line here, too. I just really wanted to get that out to the people so they could know. I'm going to pull him in here. He can come in and talk to us. What's going on, Country Boy?
Country Boy. What happened, y'all? he all slow with the respond. He got his phone muted. He's chilling.
Yeah.
Oh man, say man, I'm right here, man. I'm.
He was
my phone was on mute.
Set his phone down.
My phone was on mute. Nah, I was right here, man. I heard all that, man. Tweety B was right. Man. You know, you got to come in when you cop. I mean, I've been saying it too. I mean, because you know, I get people submit me music, or they'll just hit me and be like, "Hey, go check me out on SoundCloud." Like, who is you? You can't just send me nothing like that and then just expect me to just drop everything I'm doing to go check you out, you know? Then I've got a couple of people, they act like I owe them something, you know? Like, oh, hey, man, you ain't went and checked my music out yet. Well, you know, I got a life, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got bills and stuff to pay, too, shoes. So, you know, I mean, hey, I mean, I'm not saying that I put you last, but, shoot, them three little ones in that room and they'll come before anything.
Yeah,
I don't care what nobody say. They gonna come first. Until they straight, then I get to the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? When they good and straight, then I get to whatever else I need to get to. But I don't move, I don't make no actions until my kids is right. So I mean, don't come at me thinking I owe you something, cause I don't owe you nothing. I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like they said, I ain't got to do it. You know, you need me. I don't need you. You need me.
Well, you
that's
know, it's like
I
a,
look at.
It's not like a I don't need you. We need each other, okay? You
true.
Help me, I help you. As an artist, you're supposed to give me good music so I can play and promote for you, help you. And in return, you are supposed to do the same thing for me. Every time I play your song, you need to be telling people, hey, y'all need to go over there and listen to Tweetyverse Central. She's playing all this music right now. You know what I'm saying? And that is how we help each other. It's no one head above the other. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody trying to get to a certain point, but we got to do it together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If, you know, for if the people that are trying and don't just have the money to go in my pocket and say, hey, I'm going to buy me a radio station. And, you know, it's what it is. You know, you just got to help each other. So that's just something that we got to learn how to do as a people, as a world, as a whole entity. Is you got to help each other if we're going to make it. You can't be crabs in a bucket now. No, and it is what it is when it comes.
Cause there's a million artists out there wanting to come on the show, you know, and somebody else can all get a slot. Every time we let somebody get a slot, it's like that's a slot somebody else could have had. Don't think it's not nobody want to come over here. You know, I mean, we help each other. This is it's independent people helping independent people. I like to say it's the Network Nation. We're trying to get y'all on the show, get y'all heard, try to help y'all move along. I can say one thing for a fact. People have come over here on Manic Monday and made connections, and I done heard music where they've been collabing. So come on here with your stuff together, because the fact that the next artist being interviewed don't want to hook up with you, don't got nothing to do with us. It has something to do with you and the quality of your work. Because that's one thing I've come to find about people who's serious about their music. They looking to work with anybody that's really about working. You know? And I'm gonna give it to you clean over here. If your flow was tight, the beat was tight, whatever was, I'm gonna tell you that. I've been slacking off a little bit, man, trying to be, you know, a little softer and nicer, you know, God, hey, we're on the show, trying to be a more peaceful person, but, you know, I'm going to start telling some of these people about this raggedy-ass production, you know, when you can tell that the hook was dead, you know, in Bangladesh, fucking weird, and shipped over, like, through spam email, you know, and pasted on track, and not sounded right, you know, so... I'm going to start letting people know, man. I'm going to let some cats know when the beat be beating them up, too. Sometimes, man, it's like, I feel bad, man. It's like being asshole naked on a suede couch. That's just not good, man, because you're going to sweat ass and pussy and balls and going to stain the couch. It's like, man, you don't deserve to be on that beat. You know, you need to let somebody else in your camp have that. You can't handle it, don't handle it. Oh, that's
right.
Hey, everybody can't date a porn star.
Yeah, I know that feeling because it. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I get tired of, you know, kind of preaching and going over and doing the same thing over and over and over again when it comes to this. But it's like, if you're not serious about your stuff, how can I possibly take you seriously? You know, how can I take your music to another DJ that trusts my judgment on music and people and say, I righteously stand behind you? I can't do that when your stuff is sloppy. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And you can't get at me because I won't do that.
Yeah.
You
don't
can't
be
get
mad if I won't send your stuff over to Grind Hard or over to the D-Hour show or with Live by Terrence or something like that. Man, we won't send your stuff to none of these other shows because it's like you raggedy. I ain't going to walk up to nobody with a bag full of shit talking about check this out, you know.
And the music is good. It's not that the music is bad or nothing. It's not that, but there's some of the sloppiness of the artist. And I know, like, you know, when you're in the industry, you have people to do this type of stuff, and you don't have to worry about this type of stuff, but... just in case you don't know what all you need to do, this is the type of thing that I'm trying to let you know. It's not a put down. It's not a, you know, I'm trying to be funny type of deal at all. It's about business. And to be business when you come to
don't let your brother mix and master your stuff if your brother not good at mix and mastering. It's it's a family. Let him do some stuff that he good at. You know, let him sweep up some stuff. Let him, you know, you seen it, man, the old school. Go back and watch some of them old school videos on YouTube from Soul Train. They had the older brother in there, the younger brother in there with tambourine. Let somebody do stuff they could do. You know, he had no microphone or nothing. He just had a tambourine, just shaking the tambourine. That's what he do, just banging on his drums. So you see the joke on Saturday Night Live, one of the biggest jokes on the cowbell. Just play the cowbell. You know, the cowbell in music was invented for that brother that mom said, let your brother be in the band. So he slide in the cowbell. You know, you can't have people doing stuff because they family. You know, I don't let my uncle, he could fix a car, but he going to take 12 days. He going to sit out there. He going to eat hog head cheese. You know, he going to drink him some beer, and he going to unscrew two screws. He going to
have a cup of conversation.
You know, he going to stop the lady walking down the street, wipe his hands off, and, you know, be how you doing. You know, try to get the number.
Yeah.
He's going to get that gun there and undo two screws. So for 12 days, he going to have your stuff. I got to get to work. So I'm going to take my stuff to a professional, have a professional do my stuff, pay him, and keep on going. You know, you get what you pay for. You know, you want
that
quality stuff, man, deal with quality people, man. This is your life right here. This dream you chasing, you know, don't let nobody, man, throw rocks and dirt and grease and oil and nails and broken glass in your path if you don't have to, especially when they're supposed to be on your team. Because I don't get that. I don't understand how you on my team and you trying to block my shot. You won't pass me the ball. You know, every time I look at your jersey, the coloring is off. It's almost matching the other team jersey. So just keep it clean. Be professional, man, and do what you got to do. It's a business. You know, it's not personal.
Yeah.
It's business.
That's true. I just wanted to say that because I just, you know, I feel like it was important. And people need to know, you know, music is more to it than just I got a song and I want y'all to play it. It's way more than that. You know what I'm saying?
And if you're feeling it,
and if you've been doing it a long time, it kind of
it's tough
to me that you don't have that professionalism yet, and it's like nobody's gonna ever pay no attention to that. Okay,
if
so
your feelings is hurt, but we move on. If your feelings is hurt, man, better they get hurt on this level than get hurt by somebody who you can't afford to say, you can't get at me like that.
Yeah.
You know, get your feelings hurt, put on your big man drawers or your grown woman panties or whatever it is you wear. Keep on moving forward.
I agree.
All right, now what you got going on, lady?
Okay, I'm going to play some of this Camouflage featuring Indiana. And it's called Nuato Gaeto. I think I'm saying that right. I know I probably ain't, but we're going to say it. We're going to play it. It's Camouflage. Y'all go over and follow me on Twitter at KAMOFLAG. And we'll be back for more Manic Monday. You guys hang on.
Yeah. Let's go.
It's Camouflage.
Come on, man. I'm a flag.
Extraordinary Indiana.
From the beach. Once I get to the Young Shot Group, let's go.
Nobody you, tell me where for day. Enemies for carry me the day. If nobody you, wasting down the rain. Enemies for, they for take my joy away. What I get to, what I get to, what I get to, what I get to.
Attention, stand at ease, move to the left and move to the right. Let's celebrate, let you be late. What I get to, I'm making my dough. Making all the vex, stay with the stress. One name where all you pay, he fair. Oh yeah, now Baba got it too much. Now he bless me, now me I don't touch. So enemies look wait for me. Baby, make you walk out for me. Extraordinary Indiana on the beat. I thank God, man, what I get to.
Love you, tell me where for the enemies for carry me the pain. Love you, wasting down the rain. Enemies for, they for take my joy away. What I get to, extraordinary. What I get to, what I get to, what I get to. I cannot stop me, I'm balling. They got land for me, now push somebody. Cause God Almighty, we be my papa, no darling. No wonder, 24/7 upgrading. Upgrading, they cannot weigh me down, they don't be trying. If they got that for me, not fire with
them.
Nobody you, tell me where for the enemies for carry me the pain. If nobody you, wasting down the rain. Enemies for, they for take my joy away. What I get to, what I get to, what I get to, what I get to.
What I get to, the young shot grew up in a walk to church anyway. The choir here, in my embo, go ask about me, I'm evil boy.
I know the door, it's all about choice. I'm so on point, military music and me, RQ.
Nobody is, tell me where for the enemies for carry me, they say. Nobody is, we're sent down the rain. Enemies for, they for take my joy away. What I get to, what I get to, what I get to, what I get to.
Boy, camouflage, extraordinary Diana. Yeah, when I jank, Timmin, baby, I'm doing it. And where are man? What I get to? The young shot do, man.
Exclusive on LeisureTelevision.com.
want you to grab your lady by the hand and take her to the dance floor and show her how special she is. It's one for you, baby. It's one of those love things, you know what I'm saying? When you're all in love and you love that woman, you want to show that woman, and you want to make her feel special. But this is something to do it to, baby. Come on. Get her off in the heat of the moment. Pick her up when she's feeling down. Make her smile like you need that woman. No room for a smirk or frown. Romantic dinners with her. Yeah, and a touch out too. No time like being alone to set that perfect mood. Show her love with a night on the town. Give her over when you're sexing her down. Play a little bit something slow and sexy to make her feel aroused. Conversation strong tonight. And she in your arms tonight. Just pull her in close and hold her tight. Thank God that she in your life. Not a part-time lover, man. Not a loving and leaving type of dude that'll bounce like a rubber band. She got her heart all wrapped in it. In love is what she feels. Don't play no game with the woman, heart and mind, cause she's so for real. Real men that grown in the game. Put away all childish things. Tip a glass and toast to the good life. Make it happen with a diamond ring. Lady, if your man ain't perfect, make sure that he really is worth it. Pick him up and dust him off. In the long run, it'll be truly worth it. Only God is perfect, baby. Everybody deserves a chance. Open heart for gifts. When it hurt, it'll heal in time. Cause God in the plan. Never take a granted, no. You can even say that drama. Treat it like a queen on the throne. How you want another nigga to treat your mama? To all the tenderonis in the world, this is on our special girl. Put it on with your man, so dance, hold hands, and let your love unfurl. Take a time out to see that I love you more often than you really do. Make sure it's on a regular basis. Keep it burning that strong like glue. All the men will arrive in the meantime. Be considering to see it from both sides. Work it out, no room for error. When the progress coming from both minds, keep it cool, don't stress about small things. Find a way to make the sunshine always. No doubt it's a challenge on the home front. Keeping peace in the midst on the home front. Making love, not war, that's the best you can get from the home front.
I love you, babe. Fade away, our fantasy. you close your eyes on me. Don't you see your difference between loving you, loving us. Loving me, loving you, loving us.
I'm Pretty B, and you're locked in to Manic Monday.
With you, smells like teen spirit, I must have missed you. We saying word up, like I got no issues. But it's about to be a crisis like Cuban missile. Cross colors coming, can't wait to fix you. Got a package in my phone, can't wait to ship you. Wish I had a beeper and a Bugs Bunny tee. Saw the jacket on my back, you ain't listen, did you?
90's gone, yeah, the 90's gone.
The 90's gone.
I'm trying to get this money like the 90's
yeah,
done.
Like the 90's. Yeah, like the
90's gone, yeah, the 90's gone.
The 90's gone.
I'm trying to get this money like the 90's
yeah,
done.
They say they're spitting facts, but their lives don't match. Say they're spitting facts, but their lives don't match. Lie, lie, struck a match on that. Burn up every track, I put the wax on that. Robbery like kid can't cause the street beer. I'm the greatest, who the best in the mean. Can't pin it, ain't pissed, I paint state pins like the city down. All you gotta do is stay win.
All right, all right, all right. Oh, we get ready to get up out of here, y'all, for this Manic Monday. And I want to say a big salute, shout out to Joker for coming to hang out with us over here. Follow him on Twitter at JokerTrump. So make sure you go over and do that. Hey, Rue, give us your final thought, any promo, anything you want
to. Oh, man, well, you know, y'all make sure y'all tune in over there on Thursdays, 8 to 10 Eastern Time, p.m., right here on Tweety B Central, and catch me on explicit content. For sure, my guest this week will be the real Ray Kills.
Ow, ow.
Other than that, you know, I just want to say that old country boy got lucky, man, because he showed us for to slide through here and do that Mother's Day poem that he owed us. You know what I'm saying?
He
but,
here, he here. Hold on, I'm going to pull him right on back in here.
I told you, man, the memory is like a trap, man. I hold you to it. Oh, no, I'm prepared, I'm ready, I should have been waiting, that's all. Okay, I'm prepared, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm always prepared, I told you I was going to do it, I got you.
Okay,
all right,
man.
You know, okay, man. You know, it took me a while, man. I want to apologize for my other actions of trying to do a freestyle poem, man. You know, I'm not no freestyler, so, you know, I mean, hey, man, you know, it was what it was. I gave it a shot. I gave it a run for the money. It wasn't good. So I had to sit down and rethink it. So here it go. I called it a mother's ring. That's what I call it, a mother's ring. It falls from the sky with good intentions. The love of a mother's fall. Hold on, my bad. It falls from the sky with good intentions. The love of a mother's fall falls on you like raindrops. In your moment of heartache and pain, you're trying hard to maintain. The rain of a mother's love fills you with the warm. Oh, Lord, my phone done blacked out. The rain of a mother's love fills you with a warm embrace. You feel the love with every drop rolling down your face. It's not hard to come by. All that is required is an open eye. It's like the love of a mother falls from the sky. It's an unconditional love that will never die.
Awesome. Okay, now, B, yeah, I'm going to tell you, because you know how high I am, I'm going to tell you. You will have to put some feeling into that stuff. If you're gonna say you're going to write poetry, you got to be able to feel your own poetry. Same thing I do, like I tell artists all the time about their music. If you're singing something you ain't never been through, ain't nowhere in the world nobody else going to feel that because you don't feel that. So when you do a spoken word or you read a poem or whatever it is, you got to put some emotion. You see how, hi, I'm Tweety B, Twitterverse Central. There's a smile in my voice. You can hear that. Or I can say, this is Tweety Bird Central. And it feels like I've been, you know, smoking 100 blunts and I don't care about what's going on. It's different. So when you present yourself, put some smile on your voice. Let people know you for real. That's all. That's just my input. on it. that's it was good though. I liked it from what I could hear. I
like
this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I have to do it over on another. I know, because just like the weather bad down there, it's bad here, too. It's raining. It's raining hard. It stopped. It started again.
Hey,
stopped.
Hey. We don't do excuses in radio, man.
I'm talking about as far as can hear me. I didn't know if I was breaking up.
We heard you. You wasn't your phone breaking up, my brother.
That was my fault.
That was my fault on the breaking up part. I mean, it's new. Yeah, that was my fault. You see, she could be on the spot, man. I just throw something out there real fast, man. Got the hell up out the way, man, because, you know, I don't be playing that shit because I ain't trying to hear that shit later, you know, so.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm just saying that's some constructive criticism.
I take all criticism.
This is radio.
Bad, I don't take it all, man.
Mi nombre es the God he rules.
What is this man
talking about?
Oh, no, man.
You are. Si habla español. Tweety presencio.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Oh, come over here without that, man.
I'm just saying, man, you know, for our Latino listeners,
that's why I look forward to every Monday, Thursday, and Friday.
Say don't. Parlez-vous français? All that. Okay, all right. Look here, man. Like I was saying, man, y'all can follow me over there on Twitter, man, at Haru Kuti Reborn, man. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN. And I'm going to step on back, man. People tripping.
Ain't nobody tripping. Give them your Twitter information and give it to them the right way with two Y's and that one.
Is it two Y's in the book? Man, I put one, man. That's I hate my phone. But contact me on Twitter at Country Boy D Ham. That's KUNTRYBOYY_DHAM.
Hey, that's
what happened, man. You trying to get off. Can't be getting all fancy, you know, old Tweety Bird with the Y, with the Y, Stingray,
with the
Stingray,
Y,
with the Y, y'all want to put the Y.
No, the reason that I had to put the Y is because Tweety Bird is copyrighted, and I had to use the Y.
Look. Look here, gorgeous. We just clowning. We just having fun with the Y. Oh, it ain't no why.
Don't do me with the why.
With the why.
Yeah.
Why not?
Don't do me with the why.
Get into the groove, y'all.
Hey, you ain't never seen that why that they tie you down to? You know, with your hands above your head and the upside down? The why?
No.
Cuff above the head, leg open.
Uh-uh. Nope.
You discuss that later. I got some things on this. Man, I'd like to thank everybody that's tuning in to the show, whether you're on the internet or on the telephone, man. We appreciate y'all calling in, joining us, man. It's like y'all family. We having a ball over here. Don't pay us no attention when we get crazy, because that's what we do.
We comfortable over here.
I do the show with my shoes off, because I'm at home up in this biatch.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Tweety Bird with the Y, RD334. Make sure you go over and do that. And we love y'all, and we love coming over here and hanging out with y'all on Mondays. So keep listening, keep submitting music. We're going to keep playing it. And get your shit together, though. Don't be sending me that.
Man, support us, man. Yeah, man. Don't forget, man, at Tweety Bird Central. That's at TweetyBirdCentral. And help us out so we can afford the AL, man. Get right. Get with us, man. Twitter tripping. They got a service charge on that extra vowel and consonant.
He's so ignorant. We about to get out of here, y'all. I am so sincere.
I'm so sincere. Help us out.
Slow it up.
We have to know y'all. Holla.
All right.